It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Abu Sangabanyi, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Greetings, good afternoon to you. I hope I find you well, and to all our listeners, I also greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Mfunis. So today, we have two questions, yesterday's question and today's question, but I'm going to begin with today's question, all right?
Okay.
It says,
great.
If people exist on several worlds that have never heard of your God, will they all be going to hell when they die? And I'm sure you can see the various nuances of this question. This person is talking about your God, implying it's not his or her God. And then they're talking about other worlds, inhabited terrains or worlds. And so the question is asking, if people exist on several worlds, so perhaps you might want to answer that. Are there other worlds? And are people there in other worlds that have never heard of this God? And if they are, will they all be going to hell when they die?
Great. Thank you so much. It's such a complex question that you asked there, my brother. But I pray that we will try to do justice to it. So, we want to go back to maybe the question on creation. Genesis tells us that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And we probably also want to get into some insights from science and also from the writings of Ellen G. White. So, did God only create a planet Earth? Definitely no. Science is already beginning to show and tell us that God did not only create planet Earth. And just speaking of planets, we have Mars, Pluto, Venus, Jupiter, and going beyond just the planets, we talk of galaxies. We only know of the Milky Way, which is the galaxy that we belong, but we now know that from science that there are other millions of galaxies, and we believe from our God that all these were created by God. But maybe let's try to expound on that thought. Now, Ellen White, writing in Patriarchs and Prophets, writes about unfallen worlds. In that book, Patriarchs and Prophets, she speaks of unfallen worlds that have not fallen into sin and are still in a state of perfection, untouched by the rebellion that occurred on earth. So, by just this statement, we therefore can conclude and believe that there are other worlds. There are other worlds, and because they are unfallen, they were not affected by sin. We also can therefore conclude that they are beings that live in those unfallen worlds. So now,
you have just taken a huge leap that I was hoping you would explain first. The Pen of Inspiration speaks of these unfallen worlds, but does not share with us where in Scripture it refers to any other world. The book of Genesis speaks only of the earth that has created beings. And the very concept of falling speaks to conscious beings that are created also in the image of God, which then would have or bear the capacity to fall from that grace. The Bible speaks of no such existence. The only reference to any being that was in the image of God up there, but then fell, these are beings that were put in the Garden of Eden. So I need to understand where the Pen of Inspiration gets this idea of unfallen worlds. Is there a scriptural reference to that?
That's an interesting question. So you will follow through now how we are presenting this concept and this thought that we began from science. We spoke about science actually confirming that creation goes beyond just planet Earth. If you go to First Corinthians chapter 15:40, it refers
Forgive
to
me, Pastor.
heavenly bodies.
At this point, I don't want us to go outside the ambit of what we are talking about. We're not really talking about any other worlds, but we're talking about people. So the questions here, the question we have here is not necessarily about planets. We do concede, and no one is contesting that for now. The contestation is on there being other created beings that bear the capacity to fall. And the idea of falling means it was in the image of God, and that image has since fallen, as would be depicted by Genesis chapter 3. So it's not about science proving planets, the existence of planets. It's about the beings. Science has not told us that there are people in other planets. Now, I don't, even if
If
science were to say that, my interest is not really there. My interest is on scripture, because our answer needs to rest on what the scriptures say. Do we have any evidence that there were other beings in other planets? If you want to call those planets worlds, that's fine. But do we have evidence in scripture that there are beings created in the image of God that bear the capacity to fall, which Ellen White says are unfallen?
Okay, so if we're going to separate that, then let's stay close to the text. That is fine. Now, if you go to Job chapter 1, verse 6, go to Job chapter 2, verse 1, go to Job chapter 38, verse 7, the Bible talks of the sons of God. And some interpretations of those texts suggest that these beings are inhabitants of those worlds. Or if you go to Job 38, verse 7 as well, where Moses writing in Job speaks of the morning stars, there are some interpretations that also refer to those as other beings in those worlds.
Permit me to
But
read these texts, Pastor, so that we all know what you're talking about. Perhaps I can read with the first one you're referring to. Job chapter 36, verse.
I quoted Job chapter 38, verse 7.
38, verse 7. In my version, it reads as follows: While the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy. That's verse 7.
That's seven. You want to read also Job chapter 1, verse 6?
All right. I'm swiftly going to Job chapter 1. Verse 6 reads as follows: One day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with him.
So, what are we trying to do here? We are trying to bring these ideas of the sons of God, the morning stars. So they are not bringing this maybe conclusive evidence that you're asking for and you're looking for of there being other worlds with beings, but there is an understanding from some interpretations that these texts actually are making an allusion to those other beings and creations in the other worlds, which then we can substantiate from the writings of corroborate with the writings of Ellen White, who then speaks of these unfallen worlds.
So I'm not quite sure how we are calling these stars people.
So maybe we may want to go back to your question then and say, okay, then what is the question asking in the first place?
I'm going to read it
Because the
again,
question
Pastor.
that.
I thought I did decipher it, but I'm going to read again. It says, if people exist on several worlds that have never heard of your God, will they all be going to hell when they die? So granted, this person is talking about these three concepts: people existing, people, not angels. People existing
Great.
in other
So,
in other in other planets or other worlds, and then they speak about your God, and then the consequence of not obeying a God, implying that they were given an opportunity to obey and they did not. There's a lot that can be read into that, but this person talking about people. So I need again to answer the question, is there any evidence as far as the pen of inspiration is concerned that there are unfallen worlds? Popular reference, I totally agree with you. Every Adventist must have heard that reference before. But to interrogate it would be to find some substantiation on Scripture. Do we have any scriptural substantiation to substantiate that there are indeed other fallen worlds? Unfallen worlds, rather.
Let's stay close to this question, which says, if people exist on several worlds that have never had of your God.
Are you therefore saying you're retracting the reference to the unfallen worlds?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to answer the question that this writer has actually brought in so that we stay close to the question.
Okay, no go.
If people exist on several worlds that have never had of your God, okay, first question is, there is an assumption that people exist in several other worlds. So let's assume from the writer's question that indeed they are people. The question is, where did they come from? We would want to believe that they were created by God.
Why do we assume that there are people there, Pastor? Do we have a biblical basis to assume that there are people in other worlds?
We are using the question. We are taking it from the question because it is the person who has written this question who says if people exist on several
The person
worlds.
Is not making a statement there, Pastor. The person is making a very conditional, inquisitorial statement. He says, if. The question there, I think we've just lost the line to the pastor. We're going to try and get the pastor back on the line. For some reason, we have lost that line. I'm hoping we'll be able to get back to the pastor. Okay, it's ringing. It's ringing. I'm hoping that the pastor will pick it up. So as you can hear the question there, beloved, it says, if people exist on several worlds that have never heard of your God. So this question is not saying there are people. It says, if people exist, which means it's a conditional phrasing there. It's not a statement of fact. It's actually wondering if they are. All right. We're trying to get through the pastor, but our line is ringing. And the pastor is online, so we'll wait up until the pastor picks up the phone and we continue our conversation. You're listening to Adventist World Radio, trying to get our question answered there. A very interesting question. I'm looking forward to the actual answer to that question.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.